Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, it's bright and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze with clear skies. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortably warm. Eilut is experiencing sunny weather, inviting for those by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 6 people died in an IDF strike on a cafe in Gaza City targeting Hamas commanders. This is according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu approved an Air Force attack that eliminated Nukba commanders at a meeting in Gaza. This was reported by Mariv a short time ago. Also this hour, the IDF confirmed hitting a meeting of elite Hamas commanders near the Gaza port. The Times of Israel reports 6 fatalities. Separately, Trump's envoy to Syria, Tom Burke, mentioned that Turkey was not warned about the Israeli attack on the Abu al-Duhur base in Syria. This comes from a Walla report just under an hour ago. And finally, strikes on a Syrian airbase have intensified the rivalry between Israel and Turkey over Syria. This was reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, a renowned commentator, announced just minutes ago that the UAE is suspending all trade and financial transactions with Iran. This move follows regional escalations affecting peace and security. Leslie Kajomovitz, a political analyst, wrote earlier about the escalating tensions and its potential impacts on global markets. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a regional security observer, detailed how 2 Iranian ballistic missiles fell into the sea last night. Despite not being aimed at the UAE, this prompted the Emirates to halt trade with Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza City. The military targeted Hamas commanders in the Shati area, where they reportedly planned attacks against the IDF. The Jerusalem Post notes that this strike is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. For civilians in Gaza, this raises the threat of further violence. Turning to the meeting of Hamas commanders near the Gaza port, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck a gathering of senior Nukba force commanders. This action is seen as a significant blow to the militant group's capabilities. The implications could lead to a temporary reduction in planned attacks, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, the absence of a warning to Turkey about the Israeli attack on the Syrian base has raised concerns. Walla's coverage highlights potential diplomatic tensions. This could lead to heightened military readiness in the region, impacting civilian safety and diplomatic relations. Finally, the escalating rivalry between Israel and Turkey over Syrian influence is becoming more pronounced. I-24 News outlines how recent strikes have intensified this dynamic. The situation could affect future negotiations and alignments in the region, with civilians caught in the geopolitical crossfire. In financial news, first, Rico's Ophir Kelman describes research as a blend of science and art in an article by Tech. This insight comes as AI technology continues to challenge the security research landscape. Separately, the Mariv business section highlights the launch of the Liberty 5 Pro Max headphones by Anker. These headphones combine artificial intelligence with high-quality sound, marking a significant advancement in audio technology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that ahead of the Tishrei holidays, Israel's Ministry of Agriculture has approved an import quota for discounted honey. This move aims to stabilize prices and ensure affordability for consumers during the festive season. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.